Montana State News Network.
I'm Dennis Bragg. While America's 250th birthday getting most of the attention, an event a century after the nation's birthday in 1876 is an important time of reflection as well. And we're finally getting a better picture of what's going to happen on the plains of southeast Montana, as Tracy Taylor reports.
Montana will mark the 150th anniversary of the Battle of the Little Bighorn next month with a major commemoration near Crow Agency. Events at Little Bighorn Battlefield National Monument are planned June 25th through 27th and will feature tribal-led programs, historical presentations, and remembrance ceremonies tied to the 1876 battle. The National Park Service says admission will be free during the anniversary events. Officials expect large crowds throughout the weekend. In Billings, Tracy Taylor, Montana State News Network.
The search continued through the weekend for a missing Clinton man around what officials are warning are extremely dangerous water conditions. The Granite County Sheriff's Office search and rescue teams from both Granite and Missoula counties discovered 60-year-old Robert Coates' four-wheeler submerged in the water of Rock Creek last week, located about a mile from his property. Authorities report Coates was last seen leaving Clinton on Tuesday morning aboard the red all-terrain vehicle. Missoula Swiftwater Rescue Team has been utilizing drones to scour the riverbank as high, fast-moving runoff and unexpected debris have made direct water searches perilous. It was another very cold morning, especially in the valleys of western Montana. The National Weather Service in Missoula had issued more warnings of frost and snow and hazardous conditions in the backcountry as this cold stretch continues. Some temperatures dropped all the way down to 21 degrees early this morning in Hamilton, and the forecast is also cold across the rest of the state in the southeast. The Weather Service office in Billings still warning of potential snow down to as low as 3,500 to 5,000 feet into Tuesday morning. This is the Montana State News Network.
For more on these stories and others around Montana, download the Montana State News app.